Hello, everyone, and welcome to episode 45 of the Bobby Dooley Podcast. I'm Bobby Dooley here along with my husband, Steve. And every day we try to bring you a slice of life from the Western Estates community, the Western Estates homeowners community, and certainly from our homeowners association. We're very proud of our homeowners association, and we think that you'll find it fascinating and interesting as well. I do like to bring occasionally some of the challenges that I face as a homeowners association president to you, and sometimes they involve very dear friends. Steve and I are friends with a couple that moved in about 2 months ago, Kirsten Karen Bootman, along with her husband Don Veen. They're both entertainment industry veterans. We have quite a few entertainment industry people that live in Western Estates. It's to be expected. It's the nature of L.A., you know.
Yeah, L.A. has a lot of actors, and you're going to have to expect it.
Certainly we do expect it. Mm-hmm. Well, we certainly want everyone to be honest with us on the application to be members of our homeowners association if we cannot find the commonality of ground. And that is if we can't find suitable characteristics and character there that we can all meld with and be a communal melted together. I don't know how they say it.
Yeah, just kind of blend it in.
Yeah, to blend in who you are with me. If we blend in, we're great. But if not, you know, it's very difficult. Steve and I are adults, and certainly we engage in watching adult films together. I don't have a problem with that, even if there are members of our own community that have from time to time been involved in the filming of those. However, if you're not honest with us, and you say, well, I'm an actress in straight movies, I've never done any kind of ass-to-mouth felching or down-blouse, and certainly never been involved in any analingus or anal films, then we take you at your word. If, however, you say, yes, I have, up front, we say, well, that's very normal. That's very standard stuff. Steve and I were watching an adult film the other day because, as you know, Steve has a difficult time achieving sexual performance if someone's barbecuing pork or piling pork in a kitchen, either barbecued pork or a piled pork processed. Piled pork, I always have a problem with this. It's the, what is it, Steve?
Piled pork, porcine processed, and pita bread.
Yes, piled pork, porcine processed, and a pita. And he's dysfunctional. So we went and we got ass to mouth, and we're watching. It was pretty standard stuff. Nothing too out of the ordinary. But we saw Kirsten in this movie, and she'd never said she'd been in any adult film. My husband, Steve, I love very much. I don't feel threatened by that. But by the same token, I'm sure you'd understand if your husband sees your neighbor and friend engaged in a film where there is he, she.
Well, it's like there's he, she, and she, and the S-band anal and S-mouth ass anal.
Yes, and so that threatened me because I was looking, if he can't achieve an erection when there's pork being barbecued, that means that I can help him, I'm in control. But if then the pork isn't being cooked and he gets an eyeball full of a she, ass mouth, then he is in control. It's hard to say.
Yeah, but there I'm, you know.
And so I went next door and I said, you know, you really should have told me. And she said, I know what you're talking about. She said, right away, I knew. She said, I saw you and Steve walk in the front door, and he had his hand cupping your buttock. And I knew what you guys were going to do. And I said, really? She said, yeah. She said, I should have come over and told you because I figured, I know Steve likes ass to mouth, and you guys would be dialing it up right away on Netflix. And I said, you're right. And she said, and also cream pie. I said, yeah. See, folks, it's very normal. It may be shocking you. It's not shocking to me. I'm a very religious woman, and I'm very much a mother. I protect my children, and I believe very, very much in my God. And when a friend of mine lies to me, and then I'm watching my husband and I decide to put on a cream pie or an ass to mouth, and there she is. I feel betrayed. I feel lied to.
Yeah, you know. And then next day, you know, I saw Don Veen.
What did he say?
He said, my wife said that you guys saw her in a she-he-he. I said, no, it wasn't he-he. He said, wasn't it? I said, because she-he-he is like a comedy.
Oh, the she-he-he-he. No, we don't. Did you tell him we're not into that? Although it is very pedestrian.
I told him pretty pedestrian. And it's very pedestrian. You know, it's a walking pedestrian movie. And he said, well, did you see the she-he-he? And I said, I don't watch that. Because he's in it. You know.
He's not a she-he.
No. He's not a she-he or he-he. Or she-he. But he likes the he-he. It's not even called a he-he.
No, porn that has comedy is, it's just porn comedy. But any comedy with a pee-he, wee-wee, I'm sorry, with a he-he, any comedy with the she-he is a she-he-he-he.
No, it's a she.
Steve, don't get frustrated. You're the one that was getting all hot when you saw Ass Mouth.
Yeah, but you know I do.
Well, that's true.
Bobby Dooley's Wardrobe by Alpo.
The Bobby Dooley Podcast is executive produced by Phil Hendry for Siempre Incorporated, all rights reserved, on the Sideshow Network.
You have peanut butter mouth.
Oh, I do. Why?
Bobby, that's a cream pie.
Shut your mouth, Steve. God, shut your mouth.